This is WRICT Pittsburgh, and you are listening to The Fridge. Everyone is having a wonderful Monday night. It is currently 10:03 p.m. And tonight on The Fridge, we have an hour full of recession pop. If you're not familiar, recession pop is essentially songs that came out of the 2008 recession, characterized by very upbeat, optimistic, and very dance-friendly beats. So tonight we have a lot of early Rihanna, Kesha, we have some Outkast and Katy Perry and more. So stay tuned.
Come out to play when you are hurt. to please. We gotta kill this switch. You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s chick.
There are hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here are a few. Drop the fat, drop the sugar, drop down and give me 10. Ditch the video games, ditch the remote, dig a ditch, skip seconds, skip dessert, skip, skip, skip to my loo, don't skip breakfast, search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from WRCT, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
It's there. Now shut up and drive. Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
The Earth has a natural balance of life. Global warming is disrupting that balance. You can help fight global warming. If every family replaced 3 frequently used light bulbs with compact fluorescent bulbs, it's like taking 3.5 million cars off the road. Find out how you can help at fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by the Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, is available at 412-821-8484 or atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And just before that, that was Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna, and now we have TikTok by Kesha, followed by California Girls by Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg.
Unless they look like Mick Jagger.
I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up.
walk in.
Don't stop.
Loved ones, let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin juice, laying underneath the palm trees.
Yeah.
And
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot.
It's been some time since we last spoke. And this is gonna sound like a bad joke. But mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold. And I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer so when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. We even got a secret handshake and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son of a gun.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot.
It's been a while since we talked last. And I'm trying hard not to talk fast. But dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one. Type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long. But I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got a very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. It's gonna be a long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, and I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor, she'll be back into my arms once more for sure. Like see, now annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10. And now she's even got her own song.
But moving on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard. And we could be on the phone for 3 hours.
Not saying one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it. But
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like you.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot.
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember. Eyes, baby, tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again. Yeah, baby, tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again. So dance, dance like it's the last night of your life. Life won't get you
my body. Swear I've seen you before. I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes. Cause baby, evil. Get it, baby, hope you catch that like T.O. That's how we roll, my life is a movie and you just T.V.O. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Never, never do make a bedrock. Mommy on fire, psst, red hot. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and you, darling.
out.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the clue that I'm repping on a rise to the top. No letting our Zeppelin.
Hey.
Every day I'm shuffling.
And be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get mine, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us,
another round.
Please fill up my cup,
don't mess around.
We just wanna see
you shake it up.
Now you home with me.
I'm shuffling.
That was Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. This might be aging me towards the young end, I guess, but every day I wake up and I wish that I wasn't 8 years old when that song came out. Anyways, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the rest of Judas by Lady Gaga. And please stay tuned to WRCT. We have some great shows here, such as The Echo Chamber. Hello, hello? Is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. Or we also have Viva Le Mach. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mochsters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva Le Mach. Friday night starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And after this, we have Hey Ya by Outkast, and last, finishing off by some new Lady Gaga, Abracadabra. hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday night. We're rounding out today's track list of Recession Pop. Again, from 2008 to 2012, 2013. A horrible economy made for a great landscape of music. So while the price of eggs are pushing $9, here is Lady Gaga's new hit, Abracadabra. Good night. Keep your mind on the distance when the devil turns around.
Watch it burn.
This has been WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening. And tonight's show goes out to a special listener, Harley, all the way in North Dakota.
The second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented. Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Gordon. Welcome to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. Today's episode will be a continuation of the conversation that Riona Duncan and I had with Professors Christopher Mark Jones, an emeritus professor of French and Francophone Studies from Carnegie Mellon University, and Marcy Persine, an assistant professor of classics at the University of Pittsburgh, that has been one of Riona's professors. Here comes part two of our discussion of translation and various other language issues.
Isn't there a sense between some different languages that one language is looked down on by the speakers of the other language?
I think that's historically true, and of course it tends to be hemisphere-based, you know, if you look at colonial history and so forth, and even the way colonial history has translated itself into contemporary social realities in Africa, well, or the Americas as well. You don't have to look too far. There you can talk about indigenous languages, for example, which Worf would have said they were equally as rich as any of the Indo-European language tree. So there's a sort of imperialism which reflects itself in language and culture. In other words, when the French went to Africa, what did they bring? They brought the church. So their schools were pretty much missionaries who were teaching French and the culture of la mère patrie, the mother country, France, to people in Mali and Senegal and so forth.
It wasn't just the French. I mean, the Belgians did that too. The Germans did that as well. The English did that as well. The Portuguese, yeah.
Absolutely. And there was no monopoly on this kind of cultural imperialism, but the language went with it. And now, what is the national language of Senegal? Well, it's French, but there are probably dozens of indigenous languages still spoken, and some in a significant way, like Wolof and so forth, so that the uses to which language is put, in other words, there's the language of diplomacy, which used to be French. Now English is pretty much the language of everything, commerce, diplomacy, and the list goes on. Of course, when I first went over to Portugal, I went as a professional basketball player. Within 6 weeks, I had to give practices in Portuguese. That was not easy. I went back 20 years later, the small town where I first played and where, as I've mentioned, there were no English speakers. And I was invited to a game and then invited to go in and give a little talk to the team. So I walked into the locker room and started addressing them in Portuguese. And then I realized that other than two guys down at the end of the bench, no one knew what I was talking about. The coach was an Anglophone. All of the players, there were three Americans, two Lithuanians, a Spaniard, a Serb, and two Portuguese. Their entire universe